Oh, I get a call about a little before 6 o'clock in the morning from the Tampa police on Saturday, and they told me somebody had broken in and vandalized the building. So I came down. The police were waiting here, and we went through and made sure nobody was here, and found some a little bit of damage, some small amount of money stolen, and then some graffiti on the wall. Traitors support terrorists. And our front door was just completely busted out.
Ahmed Badir is the executive director of the Tampa Office of Care and a programmer on the WMNF show True Talk. He said that vandals might have considered the people of this church to be traitors because the church has supported Muslims. Bishop Lee has advocated for school holidays to include Muslim holidays.
Basically, the wall that's, as soon as you walk in from the front door, the wall that's facing the front door, first thing you see, they saw the message there, where there was some picture frames of religious icons. Those were taken down or broken, and they had to replace them. But instead of the pictures, they had this message, ugly message that said, "Traitors support terrorists." And that, what that says to me is that they're calling the people in this church traitors, traitors to whatever, maybe the United States, for simply speaking on behalf of a minority group and standing up for justice, which is horrible.
Supporting Muslims can sometimes be seen as supporting terrorists in the minds of some people, according to Badir. But Badir said that there should be no tolerance for any attacks on any houses of worship. He asked the Tampa Police Department to add the hate crime enhancement to this crime.
Unfortunately, more and more of bigots out there, or the ignorant, makes Islam and Muslims synonymous with terrorists. And I think, and at least even that's what the pastor told me, is he felt that this was because of his support for Muslims, because those are the only people that are called terrorists these days. So I think that's what it references.
Bishop Lee was grateful for the support from CARE and from the several representatives from Christian churches in the area that attended the press conference.
I was surprised and overwhelmed by the response of the community, especially given the fact that we didn't respond very well with the when the Muslim mosque had much more significant damage.